This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 months ago. Name of the company is MapTelligent, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. Look them up. Ticker symbol is MAPT. And with us today is the Director of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Paul Christian. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, we're happy to be here and to talk to your listeners.
You know, if you would, before we get started on the Q&A, just give my listeners just a little bit of an overview of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Sure. I think the best way to start off is to tell your users to imagine themselves. It's 10:42 in the morning. They're either a school principal or they're a lodging hospitality manager working at a hotel, or they could be a security officer at a large complex office complex, or even a hospital administrator. And then all of a sudden, an alarm goes off in alerting that there's an emergency that's taking place. What do you do with that information? How do you respond is what we're all about. At MapTelligent, we take building floor plans and information, bring it together in a usable format so that first responders have better access to information to address the situation. That's what we're all about. So many of us in the company are former public safety officials. Myself, I was a former firefighter paramedic. And understanding why this information is critical to provide a better response is absolutely what we're all about.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm a two-part question. I ask you this question to ask the next question. Basically, no one has really put this together yet. And what solutions do you guys provide to take care of this problem?
That's a great question. So the first aspect of it, when you look at our solution stack, we do a couple of things. One, we're going to be providing a SaaS offering, so software as a service,
right?
Schools and other stakeholders within the community to submit billing floor plans that then can be shared with public safety answering points. So when a 911 call is made, and it is discovered that that's the address that the call is coming from, the emergency dispatchers and call takers have access to that building information. So one, they can identify where the 911 caller is coming from or inside that building. And then two, they can share that information with the first responders that are going to be responding to that call. So that information can then appear within the mobile data terminals that law enforcement has within the police cars, or that the firefighters have in either a fire apparatus or an ambulance. What we do is we provide the mechanism to digitize those floor plans and put it into the context of a map. So we use geospatial information technology to do that work. We then take that information and allow our users, whether that be a school, hospital, commercial entity like a shopping mall or a large office complex, and add additional content to that building floor plan. So things like hazmat information, things about where the alarm panels are located at, where the video cameras are located at that may have a visual site of reference to where the incident is taking place. We share that information up into this context of a map on that building floor plan. That's our solution stack. In addition, we start to also provide tools to the first responders that allow them to do pre-planning work. So imagine when a fire department is going around their community and they're assessing the structures within their communities that they're tasked to protect. They do what is called a pre-plan. They go out there, they measure the building, they identify where the alarm panels are, where things are like fire hydrants, fire department connections, where smoke detectors are located, where the alarm pull stations are. We do all that work for them, and then we provide a tool for them to add on how they're going to respond to that situation should an emergency take place there.
Do you guys have any certain price point yet?
No, right now we're working on a subscription rate model. So when you look at SaaS offerings, so again, software as a service, we're going to provide a a subscription to those schools and hospital administrators or commercial entities, a price point that allows them to essentially access the software on a subscription basis. So whether that be a 1 month or an annual subscription, we're still working out those details. The rest of our product stack, when you look at what I'm calling maps and apps, that's the tools that users can have to augment the billing floor plan that they have registered with us.
The great Peter Drucker once said to his MBA class, in order to penetrate a market, two things have to happen. One, you got to be the first one to the marketplace. Two, you got to have a better service or a better product than anybody else. That being said, what makes you guys so different? What makes your product so different than your competitors?
So what makes us different from most of the other players out there is that they are focused on a niche. They're focused on either just the billing floor plans, or some are focused on alarm panels or providing video camera access and those things. We're an integrator. We're taking all of those data feeds, and that's what we're all about. Like I said in the beginning, when you look at when a situation happens, do you have access to all the information you need at one single point, or are you having to go find it? That's the story we're trying to tell. So we're integrating all of those various data feeds into one single solution, which we call enhanced situational awareness, that will then be shareable. So it's information and data interoperability. I don't see very many other companies out there thoroughly doing that in the context of emergency response. They have pieces of the solution. We're trying to work with a series of industry leading partners to deliver that. Many of those partners don't want to do the work that we're taking on, which is the actual physical digitizing the billing floor plans into the context of a map. So, you know, that can be done either using a PDF file, or what we do is physically go out and do building measurements, collect attribute data associated with that building, but then share it in this environment that allows access to it all. That's different. The other thing that's different about us is our approach to how we're going to market. When you look at what's trending in the world of technology today, it is all about the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Ability to access technology without buying a perpetual software license that may sit there on the shelves and never get used. We're looking at how we can better position product in a digital sales strategy as well as a digital marketing strategy. So our organization, we're very lean, we're very small, and we believe through a digital sales strategy, we're going to have customers come to us asking for this. And through our website, we're setting up e-commerce capabilities that allow for these subscriptions. What that does for us is it allows us to reach more of an audience than you can with a traditional sales force that's out there knocking on doors and carrying a bag. Our digital marketing strategy is going to help drive that activity. And again, through the partnerships that I mentioned before, that we're forging in the marketplace, is going to also help us to do that work. So one of the things that you see happening within the next generation 911 world is that the public safety answering points, the 911 call takers, they have this need to identify the 911 caller's location inside of a building. And there's several solutions out there that are coming to fruition. One of them is a company that we're going to be partnering with. And that's going to drive, I think, a lot of the need for the stakeholders I talked about, schools, hospitals, commercial entities, and sporting events and whatever it may be that have the actual structures. It's going to drive the need for them to provide billing floor plans to the 911 authorities. And that's different than what's happening in the market today. We're the only ones kind of focused on delivering that as a complete end-to-end workflow solution.
You guys are making significant investments to achieve success. Where are you at in that process?
So right now we're building out our product portfolio as I define it as a customer journey through that solution stack. So when you look at how products are developed in the future, I think you're going to have what is a very low cost, low touch high volume approach to the business. That's our SaaS offering. And we're making some significant investments through our partnership to deliver on that. What we're looking to do is also build out the rest of that solution flow. So you look at the next layer on top of that is a content management strategy, using the cloud to store information so that it's easy to access among a wide array of users. In addition to that, that tools that I talked about, what I call maps and apps, we're working with user stakeholders in across the community, so law enforcement agencies, fire departments, and trying to really identify what they need in terms of tools that allow them to do their job better. Rather than building something that they may not use, we're asking them what they need to do. The investments we're making is to build out the rest of that solution portfolio to bring it to fruition. And that's kind of what we're going to be driving towards as we become more and more mature as a company.
My guest today has been Paul Christen. He is the director in sales and marketing director with MapTelligent Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MAPT. Paul, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds here. What is it that you want my listeners and possibly your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think the biggest thing that I hope that they take away from it is to continue to watch us. We're trying to do something very innovative in the market. As I mentioned before, with lots of competition out there doing something similar, but we're looking at it from a very holistic approach. So continue to watch us. Watch our news. We're going to be announcing additional partnerships as we build this out. And looking forward to any questions people may have. You can reach us on MapTelligent.com. We have set up an investor page there for investor information, and they can look us up there and submit any questions or receive an investor's packet on our website.
Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and please give us an update.
Thank you. I appreciate the time, Robert.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.